Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. Behind closed doors, I do something very unique when it comes to achieving a goal. When you go after a goal, there's so many different things that you can work on. You could work on your mindset. You could work on breaking that goal into smaller parts. You could talk about how to schedule it into your calendar. What group of people do you need around you? What kind of network are you going to need? What kind of rituals and habits are you going to put into place to make sure that that goal is inevitable? There's so many different aspects to achieving your goals. However, in this episode, I'm going to share a specific strategy that I use to make sure that my goals become a reality. I haven't heard many people talk about this strategy or even use the strategy, so I kind of feel a little good about myself right now because this might be a more unique element for goal setting. And that is, I ask myself a question. The question is very clear. What character traits and skill sets do I need to develop in order to achieve this goal? Now, I know that doesn't sound too sexy. Character traits? What are you talking about, Sean? Why is that so special, Sean, in making sure that a goal is achieved? Well, I look at it this way. When you develop your character, you actually evolve your way of being. You evolve the way you see the world. Your world view literally upgrades. And I am far more interested in developing the character traits that will help to make my goals inevitable. Because I can't control the outside world. I can influence it. I can, like I said earlier in this episode, I can get the right people around. I can get the right tools. But if I can become the person who makes this type of goal a reality, that's priceless to me. Last year, I went through a really challenging time in my business, and I had to make a hard decision. Have you ever had to make a decision that you knew that there wasn't going to be a perfect outcome? It's one of those moments where you feel like, no matter what I do, it's not going to be a beautiful ending. I had put off this decision for years. I kept telling myself, maybe it'll get better. But it never got better. And so, as scared as I was, as overwhelmed and as frustrated as I was, I knew that this decision needed to be made. But I wasn't ready to make it. I didn't feel like I had what it took to handle the aftermath of this decision. So I reached for my journal, and I wrote down, what are the character traits that I'm going to need to develop to actually make this decision and follow through on this decision? And what's amazing is there were 6 character traits that I had to develop for that decision. Once I was clear on what those character traits were, then I could be specific on what I was going to do to develop those character traits. Well, here we are on the other side. It was painful. There was a lot of tears. There were a lot of challenges. It did turn into a battle. But because I had developed those character traits, I didn't turn around. I didn't quit. I didn't stop. I proceeded until I achieved my goal. This year, I had a new goal to create something in my business. So I sat down with my journal again, and I asked myself, what character traits and skill sets are you going to need to develop to achieve this goal? I needed to develop the character trait and skill set of commending and complimenting people. You see, I think that when I look back on my life, I've made a critical error. The error is something that I'm embarrassed about. It's something that I'm not proud of, but I'll share it with you so you don't make this error as well. And that is, I would shit talk people. I would badmouth, and at times I could be gossipy. That means I could tell one friend, you know what, I wouldn't work with that person. They have this that I've heard about, or I've experienced this about them. And I'd feel that to be a good friend, I needed to tell people what I thought of others. That I needed to share with people where I was not impressed or didn't like somebody. You know what? It got back to me. It, I believe, held me back. It wasn't me being my strongest. Now, it's not like I got up every day and decided to be the town squire that was going to talk crap about everybody. But I did notice that there were times that if I felt that I was morally or ethically or skill-wise superior to somebody, I felt the need to share that with my close circle, saying, you know what, I wouldn't work with that person, or I wouldn't hang out with that person. And I thought I was doing good by sharing my, quote, truth. But you know what? All it did was lower my vibration. And that catches up to us. And it's not me at my best. It's not me at my highest. So this year, right now, I have decided to cut that out of my way of being. That it's the old adage, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Now, I'm not saying that you should have a perfect, everything is grand and no one's going to cause any problems on this world and I only see the good and wear rose-colored glasses. I'm not saying to be a Pollyanna. I'm saying that if you want to make an impact, why not develop the character trait of commending and complimenting, of looking for the good in others? And if you don't have something nice to say, if you don't have something constructive, move along. I do not need to be that person that tells everybody about everybody. Just not where I'm going to be my strongest. And this income goal of mine, I know I'm going to need to become commendable, I'm going to need to become complimentary, and I'm going to need to eliminate drama and gossip, shit-talking, bad-mouthing, whatever you want to call it. That has to end. The second character trait and skill set is being a phenomenal marketer and innovator. I need to create and infuse into my products and services great and compelling stories. Incredibly irresistible offers. Concepts and educational materials that call people toward me, that find my tribe. In business, it's so easy to be annoyed with marketing. Can't I just do my main product or service? Why do I gotta need to market to everybody? But if you want to make it in whatever industry you're in, you need to really become a phenomenal marketer and innovator. And I can tell that where I'm at in my business, to get to that next income level, I'm going to need to develop that. Those character traits are imperative for my success. The next skill set and character trait that I've been working on is becoming a phenomenal writer. spending time having fun with words and weaving them together for the purpose of inspiring, healing, entertaining, and manifesting. I haven't thought of myself as a writer up until now. Even though I've written books, I kind of just felt like that was a means to the end of getting a message out there. I never fancied myself as a writer, but I can tell where I'm headed intuitively that seeing myself as a phenomenal writer, owning that I am a writer, that is a part of creating the goal. A compassionate leader is my next character trait and skill set. Inspiring others to see and release the hurt they have experienced, observed, and initiated. That achieving my business goal, this income goal, I can just intuitively tell I'm going to need to be a better, compassionate leader, both with my team, the staff, and my customers, and the marketplace. I can tell where I'm headed. This is a character trait that is so necessary. The last character trait and skill set that I needed to develop was solitude. I would need to own being on my own, enjoying and embracing time left in private self-exploration. See, when you're creating concepts and putting out materials and writing and strategizing, you're going to need to spend a lot of time by yourself, and you need to enjoy the company, and you need to see the value in being on your own and not feeling lonely or all by yourself. So becoming an individual who is commending others and complimenting, who sees himself as a marketer and an innovator, who owns the fact that they are a writer, a compassionate leader, and okay and celebrating being in solitude. These are the traits and the skill sets that I'm going to need to now make a reality in my worldview. And I have gone on in my journals to write out what are the action steps that I need to take in order to make these a part of who I am. So I see myself as having maximized all of these qualities. What character traits and skill sets do you need to maximize within you to achieve the goal that you have set before you? Because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, all the external achievements and stuff that you acquire won't hold a candle to the experience of developing your character. Who you become can never be taken away from you. What you have, what you achieve, all those things fade away. But who you become in the process, that's the magic. And I am looking to become somebody that I continue to admire. I am always in search of the next level of evolution of Sean. Who are you becoming? What are you doing to get to that next level? I look forward to meeting next year's version of me and the year after that. Because each of these stages are what matter. Your stuff will come and go. The accolades, the money. Yes, it's wonderful. It's okay to have those goals. I even mentioned the money goal that I had set forth in my journal right now. But it's the character traits that I will embody that will matter far more than the money I will receive. So go ahead and tell me, what is one of your goals? And what character traits or skill sets are you going to need to develop to achieve that goal? Here's where you can tell me. Go to our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/lucrative speaker. At this Facebook group, I will be able to personally interact with you. This is where we come together to learn and interact, and I would love to see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to The Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on The Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message, let's get it to millions.